This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Welcome to this podcast. This is Ian from The Informer. It's Radiothon, a time that really matters to Joy, and your support of Joy matters. Imagine if there was no podcast from Joy. What a world that would be. We need your support. Head to joy.org.au and sign up.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Do you know what the next big thing is? Applications are now open for Australia's premier LGBTI creative writing comp, the Outstanding LGBTI Short Story Competition, giving an opportunity to share experiences from around the country. Dean Arcuri spoke to Teresa Savage to find out more.
The Outstanding Short Story Competition actually has been going in many different iterations without that name for years and years and years. It was originally, it's been part of Mardi Gras, you know, a short story event. It was originally curated by a small committee under the umbrella of Gay eBooks. Then it became a Mardi Gras short story competition for several years. And then in 2013, with the blessing of Mardi Gras, we relaunched it at Pride because it was getting a bit lost in the Mardi Gras program. So we decided to move the time of year, and we now launch at Pride, and we launch with a new name, Outstanding. And Alex Greenwich, who's the member for Sydney, is our patron, and he gives us great support. And we're funded at the moment by Aurora, the Aurora Foundation, and supported by many, many other groups.
How short or long? How long should a short story be?
So ours is anything up to 750 words. It has to, somewhere or other, it has to relate to the LGBTIQ community in some way. That's pretty broad, isn't it?
That's very broad.
Yep. And it also has to relate to the theme in some way. And this year's theme is the next big thing. It's 750 words. The deadline is midnight on the 1st of September this year. There's an online submission process. It's free to enter, and that's something that's very, very important to us. We've managed to maintain free entry, unlike lots of other story competitions, because to us it's really important that people who, you know, may not have much money but who, you know, who are creative can join in with us, join in with our community of writers.
As themes go, next big thing, I mean, it's the next big thing is actually an important conversation that's been going on within our communities ever since the marriage equality debate ended.
That's right.
But that's not a theme that's not just about looking to the future or looking at the best important thing. The beauty of short stories and creative writing is it can mean a lot of different things. Why was that the theme that was decided upon?
Every year we try to choose a theme that we think will stimulate interesting writing, that explores our experience as LGBTI people, that express, you know, gives scope to express our creativity and ways of interpreting. So we try to find something that we think many people will relate to and will be able to think about, and without predetermining it too much, so that not, you know, everything isn't about the one subject. So, you know, the next big thing could be that gorgeous woman who walks through your door, couldn't it? You know, it could be the next big political campaign. You know, we're hoping that it can be interpreted like that.
The reach for this is all across Australia and New Zealand, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, and we administer it from Sydney, but we want our new committee member actually is based in Perth, so we're truly going across the wide brown land. And yes, we accept submissions from people in New Zealand.
Why is it important for us to hear from so many, to hear stories from people from all around our country and the world?
I think there's still an issue with our experience, our lessons learned, our creativity, our descriptions of the multiple ways in which we live and love differently to the mainstream. I think it's really important that we have environments where people are free to express those ideas. That to us is really, really important. Storytelling, being able to tell the stories of our lives, legitimates our lives in many ways. And I think the other thing is that for people who may be isolated, reading stories of our experience is often really, really important. I don't know about you, but when I was very, very young, you know, and just struggling and thinking about my own sexuality, the library was an incredibly important place, not just because it was often a haven of peace compared to the rest of school, but also because you could find out things. You could realize that you weren't the only person in the world who felt like this. You know, there were other people. And I think that's a really important function of what we've been doing. And just in the last year or two, we've gone into partnership with 2010, which is the young people's organisation here in Sydney, and we've done some writing workshops to really, really encourage young people to get involved. And we now have, the last 2 years, we've had a youth prize, a special youth prize for people under 25.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking with Teresa Savage from the Outstanding LGBTI Short Story Competition. If you have a story or idea you'd like to write, head to outstandingstories.net for more details. Entries close Saturday, September 1st.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.